Hello everyone, welcome to the ABHA podcast. This is your host Abhishek Bade, back with another episode. And today I am going to talk about something that I am very passionate about, because I just love the sport to the max, and I'm obviously going to talk about F1. So without any further ado, let's just jump right into the intro. And welcome to the ABHA podcast. Now, just yesterday, Lewis Hamilton became the world's 7th world champion. I was completely flabbergasted. I was like, oh my god, my favorite guy in the whole world became the 7th world champion. And I don't know why, but I just respect Lewis Hamilton so much. I love the sport and I love the players who play the sport. Now, this podcast is going to be all about F1. So, strap in and get your seat belts ready, because this is going to be a bumpy ride. I'm going to take you through the ups and the downs and the sides and the other sides of the F1 world. So, let's begin. Let me start by how I fell in love with this sport. Now, a year ago, I was scrolling through YouTube and a random F1 video popped up in my recommendation. I was like, yeah, let's check it out. I pressed it and I fell in love with it. The racing, the thrill, the cars, the sound. It was so mesmerizing. I was like, that's it. I love this sport. I can't even explain. It's just too good. So, you'll be like, Abhishek, why do you love this sport so much? Like, okay, we get it. Yeah, F1 and the Lewis Hamilton. You made an episode about it before also. So, but what is the something that attracts you? What attracts me is the talent these players have to put in for each and every race. The struggles they go through. It's really remarkable. It's not like driving a normal car. Okay, your normal everyday cars are like, oh, just sit in it, close the door, go to your office or school, come back home. And the roads are also like normal. But F1, that car is like a cockpit, a fighter jet's cockpit. It's like nothing you have ever or will ever experience. It's something out of this planet, but at the same time, it's in this planet. It's a very oxymoronic type of thing to talk about, but trust me, you will love the sport. If you haven't seen F1 till now, what are you doing? Alright, just check it out. It's superb. Now, I also listen to their podcast, and their podcast is also very good. As you all know, I am a podcaster myself, and I'm not a very experienced guy, so I constantly try to keep, you know, trying to listen to other podcasts to get inspiration and trying to learn new ways of communicating with my audience. So when I found out about this podcast, I was like, you know what, let's check it out, maybe I like it. So I went on Google Podcast. By the way, my podcast is available on Google Podcast, so if you want to check it out, your wish. So I went on Google Podcast and I typed F1 podcast, and I heard the first episode or the latest episode. And it was so damn interesting. I was like, oh my god, I was missing out on this completely different world of F1. It's not even like one world, it's dimensions. F1 has different dimensions. It's like fifth dimension, fourth dimension, third dimension, two dimension. Oh my god, it's so many dimensions. There's like history, there's past, there's future, there's technology, there's traditions, there's celebration, there's sadness, there's so many. It's an amalgamation of all these goods and bads and goods and bads, which makes it sweet and sour at the same time. I can't say this about any other sport. Like cricket, I won't say that about cricket, because I'm not a big fan. And plus, it's like a kind of a bland game. I mean, it's a very hyped game in India, but it's only India and Pakistan and the neighboring countries that are hyping cricket up. Then what about golf? It's a rich person's game. Normal people can't relate to it. Then what is football? Yeah, people love football. I won't complain. I won't go against them and be like, oh, football is not a good sport. I respect every sport. naturally. It's relative to you. It's based on your personality, which sport you like, or if you even like sports. Some people don't even like sports. So that's a completely different topic. What I'm saying is that when I heard the F1 podcast, I was like, holy shit. I was missing out on so many things. And when I heard it, I was like, oh my God, so this is the reason why that happens. And that is the reason this happens. And that was the racer who did that first. And that was the race that did that. I was like, oh my God, subscribe immediately. There's no delay, instant subscribe. Now, let me tell you how the F1 sport works, because it's not a regular get into the car and start racing type of race. No, it's a very complex and a very intricate race. Alright, so let me tell you, there are different stages to the F1 race. Alright, there's F3, F2, and then the main big Mac Daddy of all the races, F1. F3 is where the beginners come in. Okay, companies like Ferrari and Mercedes, they sign small contracts with small time racers, beginners basically, and they're like, okay, they get like a bulk contract. Okay, sign contract with like 5-6 racers, and then throughout the time span of the season, they keep eliminating. They just filter out the goods and the bads. So the bad racers who are not that promising, they're like, okay, fine, we have to cut you out. But the promising ones, they keep them around and they tell them to do more races and more races. And if they prove themselves and they're consistent in their performance, they upgrade themselves or they get promoted to F2. This is like the mid tier. You're not a complete beginner, but you're not a complete pro. You have you have enough experience to know how to handle an F1 car, but not enough to actually compete with the big dogs. So F2, they're also there like trying and seeing if this guy or this girl sticks around, if they're still consistent in their performance. And then if they really prove themselves, they can come into F1. But even after coming into F1, they cannot simply just start driving the main cars. They are like a reserve player. Just like in football, if the main player gets damaged or like hurt, there's a reserve player. Just like that, there's a reserve driver in F1. Like if your main racer is absent, you bring in the reserve. So that's there. Now you might be thinking, Abhishek, there are like 20 players or 20 racers in F1, and why are you the biggest fan of Lewis Hamilton only? Like, apart from the fact that he always comes first, why are you such a big Lewis Hamilton fan? Let me tell you, all the racers in F1 come from a rich background. Okay, they had some money or their families are rich, so they got interested in this sport and they are like now F1 drivers. But Lewis Hamilton, he has come from literally like middle class, just like me, or sometimes even lower, because I've heard this story so many times and I feel for the man, because when he was small, his father had to do 3 jobs and on weekends they would save up money to go and race in go-karting competitions. And just yesterday I saw a race in which Lewis Hamilton was only 15 years old and he was racing in go-karts. I was like, oh my God, this guy came from literally nothing. Like, compared relative to other races, Lewis Hamilton had nothing in his name. But then he signed a contract with McLaren and now he is levels beyond everyone else. Levels. He's in a completely different dimension. If anyone has to ever come even close to touching Lewis Hamilton, they have to be perfect in their execution, because there's no way you can ever match Lewis Hamilton's record with even a single slip up. There's no way. I'm so gassed. I mean, just a few minutes before, I was talking with my brother about F1 and we were, oh my God, he hyped me up so much about F1. I was just like, oh my God, I just can't stop thinking about F1 now, especially what happened yesterday. Because of Lewis Hamilton's victory, it's a complete sandstorm. Like, it's a storm out there on YouTube, in my Instagram, everywhere. It's just Lewis Hamilton. So I just can't escape the F1 craze. It's such a great sport. It's not like And you might be thinking, Abhishek, they're just cars, right? You just go vroom, vroom. That's what my brother said to me. Vroom, vroom in circles. Nah, these cars are not cars. They're fighter jets. They're literally... Why am I always saying literally car? They're cockpits. They're so designed and focused to be driven on track. Maximum output, maximum performance, minimum weight, maximum power. It's so much tension in that car, you can't even call it a car. It's not even fair to call it a car. It's something greater than a car. Now, let me tell you how many people, how many engineers work on only two cars. More than 1,000 engineers work on two cars. And they cram so much technology into these cars, you can literally make a spaceship. It's that advanced that the more than 1,000 sensors in the car to detect oil pressure, like the engine pressure, the tire pressure, the tire temperature. It's mad. It's so mad. I mean, it's infinite. It's an infinite topic. I'll keep going on, and it'll never get over. But let me tell you guys, F1 is the new sport to be crazy about. If you feel a bit moved by my episode, go check out F1. It's there on YouTube. They post highlights. It's mad. It's completely my favorite sport. I can't deny that. Okay, but you know what? Let's move on from the topic of F1. Let's stop being a fanboy for 1 second and let's talk about something else, alright? Let's talk about my class assembly. Now, my school has, not only my school, all schools have been shut down for majority of this year. And my school, we do this thing weekly where we have class assemblies. But since the school is shut down, we can't try, you know, do the class assemblies in the normal fashion. So they started doing these virtual assemblies where the students would record videos and they would edit them together and then share it with everyone. So it was my chance this time. I had to make a virtual class assembly for my class and show it to the whole school. And I think I did a good job. It's not the best, but it wasn't the worst. You know what was the worst part of making this assembly? The classmates, alright? My teacher gave me 1 month to prepare this virtual class assembly, and all we had to do was record 30 seconds of video and put it together. But these classmates were such pain in my ass that it literally took them like a month, 2-3 weeks to get a 30 second video out. And one kid had to do the quiz question and he was saying yes I'll do it. But at the final moment, like one day or like a week, not even a week, like 3 days before the submission date, he's saying that he can't do it. So I had to get someone else who doesn't even know how to speak. It was a complete failure because of that. I did my part, okay? I literally went out, found a good painting on the wall and recorded in front of it with good lighting and good whatever it is you require to make a good video. I did my part. But my friends, they completely screwed it. And so the assembly looks bad. To be honest, it looks very bad. But yeah, that's a depressing note. I mean, I'm not a very good editor. I don't know any of the high level editing skills. I don't even know the medium level of editing skills. I don't even know the lower editing skills. I just know how to put the videos together. And for everything else, I just go to YouTube. Like, if I want to increase the size of the video, I go to YouTube. If I want to remove some part of the video, I go to YouTube. I literally don't know anything about editing, but I somehow managed to do it. And I had some experience, so I said, you know what, I'll do it. But yeah, the class assembly was horrendous, cringy, and bad. Except for my part, it was all bad. Now, but the good part, not about the assembly. I did something else, and that is the good part. Me and Rehan, my friend Rehan, we both recorded a reaction video to our old Junior Perfect videos. And it was a very, very entertaining, part of my day that day. Because I was like, you know what, Rehan, I feel like we both should do something together. But then he was like, Abhishek, what should we do together? Like, you know what, Rehan, let's make a video, a YouTube video where we react to our older videos. Because nowadays, reaction videos are the hot trend. Everyone is reacting to something else. So we thought, why don't we just react to our own things? That's so original. No one ever does that. I'm just kidding, everyone does it. So we both sat together and we saw our old video. And we were like, oh my god, that's how you sounded like, and that's what I did. It was a roller coaster of emotions, okay? We were cringing, but at the same time, we were happy. But at the same time, we were a little bit sad because it had to end. And at the same time, we were laughing. But you know what I forgot? We made a video that was never published. Never. No one ever saw it. Only me, my friend Rehan, Rishikesh, and our parents. Only they knew about this video. And they also forgot about it. Even I forgot about it. Rehan remembered somehow. And he said, Abhishek, you know what? You remember that video we never published? Like, what? You have that video? Like, yeah, it's there on YouTube. So we went on YouTube and we reacted to that video. And it was such a sick video. Oh my god. It was like I can't spoil it for you because I'm still editing it. So when the final video is ready, I'll show it to you on YouTube. But I was like, oh my god, some trick shots in this are really nice. And I really remembered. I was like, oh, that one took so long to do. And this one also took so long to do. It was a fun time. It's a 35 minute long video. Obviously, I'm going to edit it. I'm going to bring it down to like 10 minutes or 7 minutes. But yeah, it was super fun. And I enjoyed every single moment of it. Anything else to talk about other than Lewis Hamilton and my daily life? Diwali, happy Diwali, everyone, happy Diwali. Or should I say belated, because Diwali was over yesterday. Yesterday was the last day of Diwali, sadly. But yes, happy Diwali to all of you. I hope all of you had a great, happy and safe Diwali. Because safety is the number one priority this year, because this year has been crazy and safety has become like the number one thing for everyone. But apart from that, the second most important thing that people relate Diwali to, even me, is firecrackers. Like, whenever you hear the word Diwali, the first image that pops up into your head is Diwali. Am I right? If that happened to you, like this podcast or follow it, okay? If that happened to you, follow the podcast. Come on. Alright. So that's what comes into your head when you hear the word Diwali. So you're like, okay Abhishek, this year you're saying to be safe. And what about the firecrackers? Did you blast some firecrackers? And the answer is, my friends, unfortunately, no. I did not. I mean, what am I saying? No one burst any firecrackers this year. Because first of all, they're very expensive, and to get them you have to go out and you have to stand in lines and you have to meet other people. It's not safe at all. Even if you're wearing masks and gloves, no use. Plus, in Kuwait, let me tell you a secret, okay? In Kuwait, people don't take the Diwali and the firecrackers so happily. Like, every time me and my brother would go to, like, you know, burst some crackers, the Masris would look at us and they'd be like, ugh, why are they doing, what are they doing? And then someone would come and shout at us and they'd be like, oh, get away from the cars, as if anything's gonna happen, but whatever. That's besides the point. So this year we're like, so how do we burst crackers? Because if we don't burst crackers, it just fails the tradition of Diwali, right? Am I right? Yes, I am. Obviously, am I right? It's my podcast. I'm always right on my podcast. No. But how did we do the firecrackers? Simple answer. YouTube. We went on YouTube and we just searched Diwali Celebration India 2020. And then we just saw the first video. It was literally just a shot of a guy recording firecrackers bursting in the air. And that was it. That was our Diwali. Firecrackers. It was fun. It was a new experience, not as fun as actually blasting firecrackers, but it was different. I won't say it was better, never. It was not better at all, but it was okay. It was a good substitute for what we were missing. But luckily, next year or maybe this year, my brother is going to India. Then the following year, I'm going to India. So, after 20 years, we will finally be celebrating our Diwali in India for the first time. Because me and my brother, we were born in Kuwait. And whenever it's Diwali in India, we have schools and exams in Kuwait. So we were never able to celebrate Diwali outside of Kuwait. But once we go over there, we are going to celebrate the shit out of Diwali. We're gonna blast firecrackers left and right. No one to stop us. Even Holi. Holi is going to be mad. Dasara, mad. Dandiya, mad. Navratri, mad. Everything's gonna be mad when we go to India. But I will miss Kuwait. I will miss Kuwait. And I think with that being said, and with a little bit of Lewis Hamilton dosage of this podcast, I hope you all learned something from me. And if you haven't, I hope you all enjoyed. So, good night, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on what time you're listening this. And I'll see you guys in the very next episode of the ABHI podcast. So till then, take care. Have a nice life. Have a safe life. And I'll see you all very soon in the very next episode. So till then, take care and bye-bye.